He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the February 7th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Hey, look at this. Market's starting to catch a bid here this morning. I told you not to jump off any bridges or any tall buildings. Over the last several days, we've got the Dow up this morning, almost 200 points after a 500, almost 600 point rise yesterday. Come on. I was in there buying with both hands yesterday. My new clients will tell you that. I put a lot of money, and my live trading subscribers, they probably could hardly keep up with me yesterday with all of the live trading alerts that I sent out, and they were all buys, no sells, all buys. The Dow up 195 points this morning right now, 25,107. My prediction when I sent out my newsletter over the weekend was that the Dow would settle in the 25,000 area. Well, it went below that. I wasn't expecting that. It did go below it by quite a bit. In fact, I think it pierced 24,000 during that 1,500-point plunge on Monday. Those were the machines kicking in. Oh, man, the attack of the machines on Wall Street. That's a little spooky. The S&P, we're going to have Ubers without drivers and stock traders without hands. Machines are going to be ruling the world. McDonald's hamburgers cooked by robots and delivered by Ubers and cyberspace. S&P 500. Autonomous cars will deliver your robot-cooked hamburger. S&P 500 up 16 points, 2,711. That's about where I said it would settle here, 2,700. NASDAQ, I said, would settle in the 7,100 area. It's at 7,137. It's up 21 points this morning, catching a bid. The Russell 2000 flat. Yeah, small caps continue to underperform the big cap stocks. Crude oil up 37 cents this morning to $63.76. Gold down $1.90. No flight to safety there in gold, 13.27. The 10-year yield is moving back up again, making an ominous move for all of you asset allocators stuck in the bond market. 10-year is at 2.78%, 2.78%. It's been as high as 2.85. It began the year at 2.45. The bond market continues to look very, very ominous. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I know it's hard to stay calm at times like this, but that's why you got to stick with the numbers. If you're living off of emotions in the market, oh, baby, you're in trouble. Look back since September or March of 2009 when this whole bull market started at the biblical number of 666 on the S&P 500. Think of all the times that have come along, problems, issues, political crises, global crises, one crisis after another. It's always best to keep the earnings and the numbers as your guide. That should be your compass that you look at. Where were we the other day? My wife and I were somewhere. I might have been over in Arizona, and I couldn't quite figure out how to get somewhere. Well, you know, our cell phones have a compass. I was a Boy Scout master. I had to use the compass, trusty compass, once in a while. Now my iPhone is my compass. And I found out which way was north, which way was south, which way was east, and I knew exactly which way to head. My trusty compass. In the stock market, your trusty compass for stocks is earnings and earnings expectations. And your trusty compass for the bond market is interest rates. So if you want to know which way the market is going to head, if it's going to continue to head north, guess what? Earnings have to continue to head north. And as soon as they start to flatten out and go east, and even worse yet, as soon as that needle on that compass starts to point south on earnings, it's time to bail. It's time to lock in profits. Maybe it's even time to add some inverse funds. And likewise, over on the bond market, as long as interest rates are headed south, bonds are going to head north. Pretty simple concept. But as soon as interest rates start to head north, you better head east. You better head west. You better run. Maybe even get a little inverse in there on that treacherous bond market, which it's becoming here. Well, okay, we've got calm in the markets after a freaky Friday and Black Monday, I guess they call it. At one point, the market was down 1,500 points. And I did cover my, I put in a short position. I bought an inverse hedge on Friday. I sold it on Monday. I did it in my premier growth portfolio, and I did it in my ultra growth portfolio. Had the market continued to head south, I would have continued to add to those positions. But instead, I felt that the markets had hit those important support levels, and I covered those short positions, made a nice little tidy profit, and went back to buying. It was a wild ride overnight. When I looked, the futures were down 300 points at one point last night. You know, the futures are very, very volatile. On Monday night, I was doing some work in the evening hours and listening to Bloomberg, and all of a sudden I get an alert from CNBC that Dow futures are down 1,000 points. I thought, oh no, I don't even want to go to work on Tuesday. Well, that was yesterday. So think about it. At one point, Dow futures for yesterday's action, Tuesday's action, Monday night, were down 1,000 points. And where did the market end up yesterday? 500 points. That's a 1,500 points. So I'm glad I didn't panic. And as I came into work yesterday and went through my database, I don't know, I probably made 10 buys yesterday. Not new buys, but new people that have given me money. When somebody starts a new account with me, I don't go out and buy 30 stocks the next day. No, one at a time. That's always been my philosophy in the market. One day at a time, 1 week at a time, one stock at a time, one client at a time. That's how we manage money around here. Well, that XIV, remember I was talking about that on Monday? That's that inverse volatility ETF that somebody created. XIV was the number one performing ETF off and on over the last couple of years. In fact, if you go back to 2011, it was $4 a share. It topped out earlier this year at $146 per share. It was like easy money. It was like automatic money because there wasn't any volatility in the market, very little volatility. Every day we would wake up and the futures would be up 100 points, especially since the election of Trump back in November of 2016. And those index futures, VIX, inverse futures, just kept going higher and higher and higher, and the hedge funds just kept smiling and smiling. That was until Monday, when the volatility index showed that it has a weakness. There's a problem with the volatility index, and especially the inverse volatility index. This thing was $146 per share mid-January. Today, $6.83. A billion and a half, $1.7 billion disappeared with XIV, the inverse VIX. Now, on the other side of the coin, the VIX ETF went from $25. It shot clear up to $55. and now it's settling in at the $42 area as the volatility index is quieting down quite a bit. Now, this has spread. XIV, Credit Suisse is the custodian there, but now they're after the Chicago Board of Exchange, and I do own that stock, CBOE, which is now under pressure. CBOE is one of the greatest stocks that I've ever owned. I still have a huge profit in it, but the CBOE owns the VIX index, and it's the only exchange where VIX futures and options can be traded. What happened to the CBOE? We're going to find out. Is the CBOE in trouble? The stock is down again today, but it has spread. There'll be a lot of investigations into this whole investing in volatility. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Yeah, that whole volatility thing, that's going to be examined because they have created instruments that track volatility in the market. I think on Monday it was it Monday? No, it was yesterday where the Dow crossed the even line going from negative to positive like 100 times. So volatility, there is a way to invest in volatility. There's futures, there's ETFs, and there's a way to short volatility. And that whole thing will come under examination now. Some fear that the machines could take over sometime and just sink Wall Street with all the program selling on the way down. So we learned a lot from Monday. I still remember going back, was it 2010 when we had the flash crash? They still haven't figured out what caused that, which is a little bit unnerving. Well, we like to look around the world at how the rest of the world is doing. The German economy is to grow by 2.7% this year. That's pretty good. Germany, you know, pretty good products coming out of Germany, especially automobiles. That's one of their big automobiles and Oktoberfest beer, I guess. 2.7%. Great engineering coming out of Germany. That's a pretty good sign for the global economy. Goldman Sachs says to buy the dip. Hey, I agree with Goldman Sachs this time around. They see no change to the fundamentals behind the bull market, and they reiterate their year-end S&P 500 target price of 2,850. The consensus, I can tell you what the consensus target price for the S&P 500 is. It's closer to 3,000. So Goldman Sachs is definitely on the low end of the S&P 500 target prices. The S&P right now is trading at 2,700. And most people have about a 3,000 target price. That gives it 11% upside potential. And, of course, when it tipped down to 2,600, that gave it an over 20% upside potential. That's why you're seeing that buying coming into the markets right now. Goldman Sachs also has a comment to make about the cryptos. The cryptos, most cryptos are headed to zero, says Goldman Sachs. Well, I've been warning about the cryptos for quite some time. It says, are any of today's cryptocurrencies going to be Amazon or Google, or will they end up like many of the now defunct search engines? Most, if not all, of today's digital coins, this is Goldman Sachs head of investment research, Steve Strongin, will not only never see their recent peaks ever again. So if you're waiting for your crypto to come back, well, that's like waiting for your dot-com to come back. Just talk to some of the folks that own some of the dot-coms in 2000. They never came back. In fact, he says they will find, most will find a resting place at zero. Well, that's a cryptic statement on the cryptos. The Winklevoss brothers, meanwhile, appear unshaken. They were on Bloomberg. They say that Bitcoin could be worth 30 to 40 times the current price. So where is it at now? 7,000, something like that. They think it's going to 320,000? That's the Winklevoss boys. It's up to you. Do you want to believe the Winklevoss brothers or Goldman Sachs global head of investment research? the cryptos, you know, they follow the market. They seem to be correlated. Yesterday when the market rallied, Bitcoin rallied, and it's rallying again today. Now, Wells Fargo lifted their S&P 500 target price. All right, this is important. Goldman Sachs checks in at 28.50. Wells Fargo is upping their S&P 500 year-end target price to 29.50. They're 100 points higher than Wells Fargo. My personal target price is 3,000. And why are they raising their target price on the S&P 500? The answer is quite easy. Because earnings estimates for this year continue to move higher. Companies are beating their earnings estimates. 80% are beating their earnings estimates. 80% are beating their revenue estimates. And they're guiding higher, and they're starting to factor in the impact of a lower corporate tax rate, which drops to the bottom line. When I did my study over a year ago, I said there's 10% upside to the current S&P 500 estimates, and that's about where we're at now. They've revised earnings estimates up about 10% so far. And that's what's lifting target prices for the S&P 500, which caused me to say, why is the market selling off on Friday and Monday? There was no reason for it other than emotion, robots, and machines. The numbers certainly didn't support a sell-off in the market. Morgan Stanley says the bank stocks are a bargain again. Here's another mathematical truism. As the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 continue to rise, the forward PE continues to go down. In fact, I'm going to do the math. Let's see, 2,600 is where we got on the S&P 500 on Monday. And with the kind of earnings estimates that are out there right now, that probably drove the forward PE down into the 17 area during that day. It's been 18.4 recently. And as you get more earnings and revised earnings upwards, the P.E. ratio goes down. And that's a bullish sign. When the P.E. goes down on a stock, you want to buy. Remember, it's price divided by earnings. So if the price drops, the P.E. gets cheaper. Wynn Resorts rallies after CEO exit. Did anybody for a minute think that a casino mogul wasn't messing around a little bit in his hotels? I don't know. Look, it should come as no surprise, but Steve Wynn is out of his company named Wynn. I guess he's tired of winning. And Wynn is breaking out on the news. The stock is up 9.2%. The casino stocks actually look pretty good. I actually own one right now in my ultra growth portfolio. Now, earnings. We are still in earnings season. As of last Friday, we had 50% of the companies that have reported earnings so far. These are the S&P 500 companies, the all-important S&P 500 companies. This is how we come up with our S&P 500 earnings estimates, an aggregate number. This is how we come up with our S&P 500 target price, an aggregate number. The consensus S&P 500 target price right now is 3,000. And you've got the S&P at 2,700. That suggests 11% upside potential. Where are you going to get a better upside potential than that? Housing, it's been averaging 5%. You're certainly not going to get it in the bond market, are you? Well, that leaves the decision easy from my point of view. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Looks like the market continues to lift off here after Freaky Friday and Black Monday, where the machines took over and the volatility took over, and we started to plunge, and the plunge just started to accelerate to the downside before it finally turned around and came storming back. We had a 500-point gain in the market yesterday, and we're up a couple hundred here today. In the end, push aside all the robots, all the machines, all of the news flashes, all of the pundits on TV. Of course, they brought out Harry Dent. Anytime the market's down, you got to bring out Harry Dent and other prognosticators who have been wrong for a long, long time. But they love the dramatic headlines. Harry Dent pops up on my computer all the time in the form of a pop-up ad telling me that something's about to get crushed. And, you know, there's a certain bunch of people out there that love to buy these kinds of newsletters. You got to click here and pay $59.99 to Harry and to get his next forecast. Well, you have to pay for my newsletter too, but I don't try to scare you with emotional headlines. I'm a numbers guy. I've always been a numbers guy. I'm a spreadsheet guy. My father used to take me to the horse races when I was 13 years old to cipher, just like Jethro, the Beverly Hillbillies. Bill, can you cipher this third race? Who's got the pace? I said, well, you know, this horse number six, he's got a 45-1 pace here. He can run four furlongs. He's going to have a big lead. That's going to be hard. Nobody can even touch that. He had to have a five-length lead coming into the stretch. That's going to be hard to overcome. I always liked numbers. It was a numbers game. That's what a racing form is. It was numbers. And the stock market is numbers also. It's earnings, earnings, earnings. And in the bond market, it's interest rate, interest rate, interest rate. So let's just take a look. Let's put a stock under the microscope here. You know, you can get the CEO on Cramer's show, and he can talk and extol the virtues of his company and how good the company is and what a great product they produce. But as a shareholder, I don't really care if, you know, you got new queso cheese on your burritos. What I really care is the earnings. So Disney's in the spotlight today. Disney reported earnings. Disney's in the Dow. Disney's in the S&P 500. Disney's in every grandfather's house, right? Disney stuffed animals, Disney toys, Disney movies, Disney tickets, Disney this, Disney that. I've given my share of money to Disney over the last 12 months. More than my share. Well, let's just take a look. Is Disney a best stock now? Do you have to own it? You know, there's the Peter Lynch method of, yeah, you know, I use their products. I know their products. I pay for their products. I know how overpriced their products are. Boy, they get you into that theme park. And those little kids, and they're walking around with those souvenirs that light up and blink and flash, especially at night. Don't ever go to Disneyland. Don't stay past dark. Because when those souvenirs start flashing, oh boy, you just got to buy one of those. Well, I ended up with two flashing sabers that flash, you know. And they weren't, I could have went to Toys R Us and got them for $1.50, but because you're buying them at Disneyland, they're $15 a piece. I spent my share of money at Disneyland. However, the stock itself, Disneyland, here's what I don't like. The earnings have really slowed down here. Even though they had a pretty good quarter, you're looking at 7% earnings growth these days at this $160 billion company. Imagine Walt Disney coming to Hollywood with a couple of sketches of a mouse. I think Walt was from Kansas. He had his brother. Now he $160 billion empire that the Disney empire is today. But here's a problem. Over the last 3 years, the market has been cruising along at about 9 miles per hour or 9% per year, while Disney's cruising along at just about 3 miles per hour, 3.7%. It's underperforming the market by a wide margin. Does that mean that their products aren't any good? Does that mean that you still got to wait, that the lines are any less? Oh, no, the lines are still just as long as ever for the Jungle Cruise and for the Pirates of the Caribbean. Don't even think about Space Mountain. That'll take 3 hours out of your day standing in line at Space Mountain. I realize it's still crowded and everything. Then why over the last 12 months, while the market's up 17%, why is Disney flat? And that includes the dividend. Well, half of my formula is momentum and performance. I like stocks that are outperforming the market. That tells me that there's something going right, that the earnings at the company are currently beating the earnings growth of the overall market, and therefore the stock is outperforming the market. Disney gets a performance grade versus the market these days of C+. I don't know about you. I wasn't very happy with the C+ on my report card. Now, I know some guys in my class that were thrilled with the C+ on their report card. The guy next to me would be thrilled. Oh, Alan Reynolds loved a C+ on his report card. That's the best grade he got all year. I was disappointed with the C+. We're all different. Everything's relative. The momentum grade on Disney is a C- right now. There's just not much going on with the stock of Disney. So let's turn to value, the second part of the equation. Is Disney a screaming value right now? Well, they're expected to make $7 in earnings next year. Their growth rate has slowed down to about 7.5% per year. So let's extrapolate out that $7 in earnings over the next 5 years at 7.5% per year. And then let's apply a multiple that's appropriate for a leisure stock like Disney, a member of the Dow, probably somewhere in that 17 to 18 range, which is where the market's trading. I get a 5-year target price of 150. The stock's at 106. That gives it only 49% upside potential over the next 5 years. I like 80% or better. In fact, Disney gets a value grade of F+. It gets a momentum grade of C-. It gets a performance grade of C+. Overall, out of 5,548 different choices that I have to buy in my portfolios, searching for those best stocks now, Disney comes in at number 2,694 out of 5,548. Overall, it gets a Gunderson grade of C+. Sorry, not good enough. I do not own Disney. I wouldn't own Disney. I like Disney. I'm going to continue to spend money at Disney. Pays a dividend yield of 1.6%, but it is not a best stock now by quite a margin. And I know there's a sentimental tie. How can you knock Mickey Mouse? How can you knock Frozen? How can you knock Sleeping Beauty? I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying. I had a guy write to me yesterday. He says, you slam Tesla all the time. You know what? I have nothing against the cars. My question is, when is Elon Musk going to turn a profit? In 2015, Tesla lost $5.39 per share. Last year, they lost $2.87 per share. This year, they're going to lose $8.66 per share. Next year, they're going to lose $4.24 per share. You cannot keep losing money or you're in trouble. Just ask Sears, which is now a $2 company. I have nothing against Tesla, the car. And when you've got all of these orders for these Teslas and you can't get them off the assembly line, if your assembly line is clogged, that does not create a happy customer experience when he keeps getting told by his salesperson that there's another delay in his car delivery. That's what I have against Tesla. Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? Tesla's going to report earnings tonight after the close of the market. Tesla is a $57 billion company. It has a much larger market cap than Ford. Ford is a $43 billion market company. How many Teslas do you see on the road? How many Fords do you see on the road? Does Tesla really worth $14 billion more than Ford? I don't think so. But that's me. All right, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Mark is still wobbly here. Doesn't quite have its sea legs yet. Living in San Diego, we get these landlubbers that come over here and want to go out on one of these overnight tuna trips, fishing, like 50 miles offshore. And it gets a little bouncy from time to time out there. If you're prone to seasickness, you're probably not going to survive it. Whatever, I was born with good genes. I don't ever remember being seasick in my life, but it seems like just about everybody I ever took fishing with me gets seasick. I remember one guy in particular. It took him a while to get his sea legs. He was fine. We were tooling around inside the harbor there, and the boat loads up with bait, and everybody's excited, and they're tying their knots, and they're sorting out their tackle box, and looking at all their shiny lures, and the air of excitement is in the air, and anticipation, and can't wait, and, the smell of those diesel fumes don't seem to bother you inside the harbor. But it's not long before you break the harbor and you're in the open ocean. And there's a thing in the ocean that the harbor doesn't have. It's called swells. And every time the boat hits that swells. Now, when you're going out, you're going against the swells. When you're coming in, you're going with the swells. So it's not as bad. But going out, every time you hit a swell, the boat goes up and then down and up. And I can already hear people in Bloomington, Minnesota say, oh, he's making me sick just talking about it. And then they start cooking breakfast. And I bought one buddy of mine this giant breakfast burrito. It's loaded with bacon and cheese and hash browns and sauces. And I handed it to him. We had just broken the harbor. We're about 2 miles offshore. He took one look at that, and I never saw him again for 24 hours till we hit the deck again. That's kind of like what the market was on Friday and on Monday, and just like poor Miles, you know, it took him a couple of days to get over that trip, get his sea legs back. It's the way the market is right now. Friday, it was seasick. Monday, it was seasick. Oh, my gosh, that breakfast burrito was just too much. Well, what did I buy yesterday? I'm going to give you one stock that I bought yesterday in my income account. It pays a 5% dividend yield. What? I'm only getting 2.75 in my 10-year yield, and I've got all kinds of interest rate risk ahead of me. I've got sloppy seas out there. We're headed into the swell with the bond market right now. All you in Bloomington, up and then down. Now, the guys in Florida are used to this. They can handle it. But Bloomington, they're used to lake fishing and stream fishing. And, of course, Arizonans have the same problem. People in Arizona, they come over here, they get seasick. It's flat in Arizona. Up and then down, splash. And sometimes the swells are 6 to 8 feet. Sometimes it's smoother, but there's always a swell. Seagate Technology went through a little bit of swells here recently. But, you know, the company recently turned in earnings. They did, and they smashed their earnings estimates. And I revised my target price on Seagate up quite a bit. And as I was looking at the market yesterday, as it started to settle out just a little bit, sometimes when you clear the harbor and you get about 20 miles out, things can smooth out a little bit, or they can get a lot rougher. I've seen that too. You get out there on the outside and the wind is howling when it was pretty calm inside. So you never know. I always like to read those weather forecasts before I take a guy from Bloomington fishing with me or from Arizona. Seagate Technology is a $14 billion company headquartered, actually it's headquartered now in the United Kingdom. I didn't know that. I thought they were in the Silicon Valley. Well, they manufacture hard disk drives for the enterprise, desktop, mobile computing, consumer electronics market. Obviously, they compete with Western Digital. Them and Western Digital have pretty much gone head-to-head. But Seagate seems to have the better of it these days. In addition to that, I like that 5% dividend yield, which makes it a candidate for my growth and income portfolio, which currently has about 26 stocks in it. And I made a new purchase yesterday in Seagate. I paid just around $48 a share. I see it's hitting 50 today already. Well, that's a good start anyways. Seagate currently is ranked number 99 out of 5,548 stocks because the stock has got some performance. It's got an A-plus momentum grade right now. And the valuation I find to be quite attractive. I have an A-minus value grade on the stock. It has 92% upside potential. That includes the dividend yield of 5%. And it's got an excellent stock chart. It had an excellent earnings report here in early January. Stock has been breaking out. And guess what? It pulled back last Friday, along with everything else. It pulled back last Monday. I had a line drawn in the sand, and it pulled right back to that line. And that's where I acted yesterday, and I bought a 3.33% position in my income and growth portfolio. And again, it has a dividend yield of 5%. No guarantees going forward. I have a 5-year target price on Seagate Technology of, $78 per share. It's currently at $50. And along the way, you're going to get a 5% dividend on top of that growth. Seagate's expected to grow over the next 5 years by about 18% per year. Not a recommendation. I'm just giving you an example. I gave you one that I like, the best stocks now. Best stock now, you can contrast that with Disney, which is not a best stock now. And I added Seagate to my portfolio yesterday. I did not add Disney to my portfolio. Well, anyways, I'm an active investor here. I'm not an asset allocator. I have zero exposure to the bond market. If your guy or gal has you with a big exposure to the bond market, and if you own stocks like Disney and General Electric and other dogs of the Dow, I call them, great companies, good products, but as an investment, not very good investments at the current time. Give us a call, GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. I'm the guy that's guided you through the bumpy waters that come along from time to time in the market. I've kept you in since March 27th, 2009, and I'm a market timer. Look out when I put up the red flag small craft warning. It's time to head for the harbor. Keep listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.